The coronavirus crisis and our government's response to it is developing by the hour. We can't hope to guess, as we record on Thursday, what the situation will be by the time you hear this. But one thing is clear. The pandemic has taken a particularly difficult toll on certain countries, and faith communities have been both impacted and energized by the crisis. A short but compelling snapshot appeared this week on the website of the International Association of Religion Journalists, headlined, "Faith in a Time of Coronavirus." The piece was written by Italy-based IARJ co-managing executive director journalist Elisa Di Benedetto, who joins us right now from that locked down country. Elisa, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for inviting me.
Your article is from late February. So much has happened since then. What's the situation there right now?
Yeah, the situation is changing every day, so it's evolving, and over the past few days, it got worse. As you probably know, all the country now is on lockdown, and this is affecting Italian people's lives. Little things are now different. As you said, my story was published at the end of February, when only a few towns were on lockdown. So after that, there were many further restrictions by the government. And those restrictions affected both our everyday life, in meaning like the relationship we have with people at work, with our friends, our families, and also our religious life. They had a big impact on that. Since the very beginning, I must admit, when people were kind of surprised when they started seeing that the churches were not closed, but they couldn't attend the liturgies and any other service there. So, like today, after the latest restrictions from yesterday, all the places are open, but only for personal prayer. So we can actually access the church, for example, but we have to make sure we are not close to other people there, and that's only for personal prayer. So churches are empty now. And when this all started, I tried to contact some people, some priests and faithful, and ask them about their feelings. And they were all surprised, as I said, and they were already missing the community, especially the elderly. So I said, okay, there are many things going on here, because journalists were covering especially some aspects like public health issue and also financial issues, especially now. But I thought that for journalists covering religion, there were many, many stories going on out there. So I started to talk to people and try to understand in what way religion's life was changing. It is leaders, because they are facing many, many challenges now. Yesterday, I talked to the parish priest of a small town very close to where I live. I'm based in the north of Italy, in the northeast. And I ask him what it means for him and for other priests. And he said it's challenging. So I ask him how he is trying to support the faithful in the parish. And he said that every day he's trying to call and also to make some video calls to the people he thinks might need talking to him. And so I ask him about their reactions and what we should do now. And like many other bishops and priests, he said that this is the time for prayer, for personal prayer, and also that in these days when we are kind of reset to zero, we live of mutual love. And we should use this time to restore our spirit, to find a relationship with ourselves and with God. And this is the feeling that I found also when talking to some other people, not religious leaders, but like my neighbors. And what I could see is that this situation, the coronavirus, is changing our religious life, especially for the elderly. Because what they miss is the community and going to church. It has a lot to do with faith and religion, of course, but also with the community, with feeling part of a community, having building relationship with other people. And this is very important for the elderly. So this is another story, for example. And there's so much going on. I think nobody will ever forget the bishops or, for example, the Patriarch of Venice saying the Mass on Ash Wednesday in an empty church. And that happened in other towns and cities, and the Mass being live streamed.
My guest is religion journalist Elisa Di Benedetta, co-managing executive director of the International Association of Religion Journalists, who lives in Italy. How are people getting in touch with one another? I know what the priest said about it's a time of prayer. It's that can be done singularly. But how are people reaching out to each other, or are they just not reaching out to each other in this time?
Well, now, like since last night, let's say this morning, it's very hard because now we can go or going to work or going to the supermarket or the pharmacy or for something like very urgent because, for example, health issues. And if we go out, we have to carry like a signed statement where we say what's the reason why we're going out. There are some checkpoints. So it's very hard now since last night. So, for example, the people I talked to, they told me that even if they can't see each other, they know that they are together because they are praying. And so they still feel part of the community and, let's say, in touch. But it's very hard. For example, if you need to go to the pharmacy or the supermarket or the post office, you have to make sure that you are not too close to people. You have to be at least 1 meter from one another. So it's getting very hard. And I think for Italians, this is very hard. We are used to get very close to each other when we meet. So our life has really changed, and very quickly. We didn't even have the time to realize that. And the new media are helping, also with religion, because there are priests, getting in touch with their on Facebook and social media. But it's not that everybody has access to this new media and social media. So some people, they are feeling alone sometimes.
Would you talk for a moment about the challenges to working as a journalist in the current circumstances?
And one of the big challenges is not to cause any anxiety. So you have to be really accurate when covering these situations. And I believe that it's very important to report on the official statements and communication, and also to tell what is going on in everyday life. So the challenges are, for example, getting in touch with people. It's very different to talk to someone on the phone than meeting a person and like sitting together and talk about the situation, especially when it's something so hard and unexpected. And then there are so many things going on, and they are evolving and changing day by day. And so it's very hard to follow everything and to be able to cover the situation and what is actually happening.
What would you want all Americans, particularly diverse persons of faith, what would you want them to know about the circumstances that you now find yourself in? So, because it may very well be that what's going on there now is coming straight to America as well, and you could give us some very helpful suggestions.
Yeah. What is very important is to make efforts together to face this situation. What I mean is that, you know, we think that maybe like a few days ago, everybody thought that maybe only the elderly would be affected by the coronavirus. And that's not true. And many people, you know, there were these restrictions and these guidelines by the government, like wash your hands very frequently, not to get too close to people. And you know, not everybody was respecting these guidelines because maybe they didn't expect the situation would get that serious. And we should really face this together. At first here, only some areas were affected by that. So it was like their problems, you know. At first it was China, and we didn't expect it would get here. And then it was only in some areas. Now the entire country is in this situation. So I believe everybody should follow the guidelines, the restrictions, the rules. Everything we do can make a change, can make a difference in the world situation for us and for our families, our friends. So I know it's very hard. We are not used to that. We will ever be used to that. But we have to make some efforts in this sense.
Do you have a sense of what the next steps might be should the pandemic continue to spread?
Well, here they are talking about that a lot. Like, for example, what happened in Italy is that they didn't close everything as it started. So they took some restrictions and then further restrictions and then further restrictions again. So, and that's because it's always changing. Then there are political parties talking about that, asking for closing even more. Now the post office is open, the banks are open, and the public transportation is working. So they are talking about a further lockdown on that too. So I don't know, because we had, for example, the first lockdown areas, they have been on lockdown for 15 days, 2 weeks. Nobody could leave those areas. And now, yesterday, the news was that in one of these towns, they had no more positive cases. It was like the first day when there were no cases, no new cases of coronavirus. So maybe this is showing something. It's very, very hard. But I think the only way to contain the spread of the virus is to work together and to make efforts together.
Before we go, I really want to give you a minute or two to introduce our listeners to the International Association of Religious Journalists. Say something about the mission and how you keep the work going and how we can keep up with you.
The International Association of Religion Journalists was founded in 2012 by about 25 journalists from different regions in the world. And we are a global network of journalists promoting excellence in the coverage of religion and spirituality. We are encouraging religion reporting and trying to expand the global network. Over 700 members in the association, and we are trying to enhance the joint project reporting. For example, now our team is trying to collect quotes and statements by religion leaders in different regions about coronavirus, and this is very challenging. We are trying to cover religion news stories through the religion data resources and training, ethical guidelines. And for us, it's very important to create a network of journalists working on these issues.
Elisa Di Benedetto is co-managing executive director of the International Association of Religion Journalists, based in the Veneto region of Italy, a country now locked down in response to the global pandemic. Elisa published her piece, Faith in a Time of Coronavirus, on the IARJ website. Elisa, thank you so much for being with us on State of Belief Radio.
Thank you so much.